from Gourmandise. It's Junk Food Myths You Believed All Your Life.
Uh-oh. Can't wait for this.
And the first one talks about probably the poster child of junk food, Twinkies. What do you think that the myth is about that? Well, that they last forever.
Yes, we've all heard that.
I don't know if I believe that, but let's see what they have to say. Before Twinkies briefly disappeared from stores in 2012, their best date was approximately 25 days after production. Now, however, they're good for about 45 days. So they improved the long-lasting ability of the Twinkie. After this time, they get stale and hard, but technically you could still eat them since they don't actually rot. So in a way, they kind of last forever.
Yeah, they do.
So even in the wrapper, they say they get hard. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never.
You know what? I just had one the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was tempted. They had the Star Spangled Twinkies with all the little red and blue sparkles in it. Thought about it and said, nah. They were on clearance.
You couldn't do it.
Didn't do it. Nah. This is probably going to just taste like a regular Twinkie.
Yep.
I like the chocolate ones.
Oh, I've never had that one.
Those are good.
Okay.
All right. I haven't heard this one. It takes 7 years to digest gum. So if you swallow
gum. I've heard that.
You've heard that? Yeah. What does happen to gum when you swallow it?
That's
I've
a
never
good question.
Done that, and I can't remember if my kids did and what happened. They said whether it's accidental or just a convenient way of getting rid of the candy, once it's gone sugarless and tasteless, nearly all of us have swallowed gum at some point, and you've probably been told that the gum will stay in your body for the next 7 years. Well, that's simply not true because your body cannot process chewing gum. It passes in your bowel movement.
Ooh, that's good news.
So chew minty. If your poop stinks, chew mini gum. Maybe that'll help.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We'll skip this next one. Okay. I never heard this. It doesn't surprise me, though. McDonald's chicken nuggets are pink slime.
Oh, gosh.
The video shocked world, and what the heck was this cotton candy-colored sludge, and what was it doing in our chicken nuggets? As it turned out, though, McDonald's has been serving white meat chicken nuggets for quite some time and denies the use of so-called pink slime. They actually had to deny it? Instead, they have a process that grinds up chicken breast, chicken skin, and other ingredients and shapes them into their iconic nuggets. What Ooh. Are the other ingredients, though?
Yeah.
So we know it's not pink slime. That leaves lots of other options.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. All right. Another junk food myth. Poor McDonald's. McDonald's food doesn't go bad. I definitely think Twinkies last longer than McDonald's food, but let's see.
Okay.
Guess what? That's false. Really? Though there has been photographic evidence of perfectly intact Big Macs, chicken nuggets, and fries purchased years earlier, McDonald's food can and does rot in the presence of moisture, a key ingredient in making mold. The reason for all those viral pictures of old burgers looking as fresh as the day they were made is because they're low moisture content. Instead of molding after a few days, they simply dry out, which inhibits the bacterial growth. The exact same thing could even happen to a natural homemade burger.
Hmm, okay. I've never seen that at home, but stuff just rots at home. But
okay. I've heard this one. Taco Bell doesn't use real beef.
Yeah, I've heard this one too.
Perhaps it's because it's so cheap, or maybe it's because the meat looks more like crumbs. Whatever the reason, there's a rumor going around that Taco Bell does not use real beef. The truth is that the chain's meat is made of 100% USDA approved real beef, or at least 88% of it is. The other 10% is reportedly various spices, flavoring agents, and binders.
Ooh, that's good news.
Yeah,
I've heard that before.
Spices and flavoring good. Agents, okay. Binders? Like
I don't know what binders
glue?
Are. Yep.
Flex Seal. Chocolate never goes bad. I know it lasts a while, but eventually, yeah. It's just, mm-hmm. Well, let's see what they have to say. Chocolate does actually go bad. Milk chocolate, for example, is really only good for about 1 year. Dark chocolate and baking chocolate fare a little better. tapping out after 2 years. In both cases, the important thing is that they are stored in a cool, dry area during this time. Otherwise, the chocolate will bloom or separate. Ooh, I'm going to plant some chocolate and see what blooms.
Yes.
Chocolate, once expired, chocolate either tastes rancid or have no flavor at all.
Oh, wow.
So if you do eat old chocolate, hopefully it's the latter. No flavor at all.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a rumor. Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of England, invented soft serve ice cream.
Oh.
Really? That was a myth. Okay.
Okay.
Enough said. Thomas Jefferson introduced America to vanilla ice cream. So all these political figures being credited with ice cream? Let's see. He didn't invent ice cream, nor was he even the first person to bring it to America. The United States of America's third president had previously been ambassador to France, where he picked up a taste for many French dishes and flavors, including ice cream. James Hemings was Jefferson's chef, and though he was later... Jefferson sent him to Paris to learn the secrets of French cooking. Jefferson was crazy about ice cream and had it served often at his home. So though he didn't invent it or even introduce it to America, he is responsible for popularizing it.
Okay.
Thanks to a chef. And finally, the invention of potato chips. The potato chips origin story is much debated, especially Saratoga Springs, New York, what was allegedly created. According to the myth, in the summer of 1853, Cornelius Vanderbilt was vacationing upstate at Moon's Lake House. The chef, George Crum, prepared a game bird with a side of fries, but Vanderbilt sent the dish back saying that the fries were too thick. Crum decided to teach him a lesson and sliced the paper-thin pieces of potatoes and fried them. I've heard that story. Okay, I think we shared that story. They turned out to be a smash hit, and the owner, Harriet Moon, declared them the new house specialty. However, a closer look at times and dates makes the story impossible. For instance, Cornelius Vanderbilt wasn't even in the country that summer. The Moons didn't own the place till 1854, and there are already reports of potato chip-like snacks from years before. The origin of potato chips remains a mystery.
Yes.
So those are some myths about junk food that you believed all your life.